This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana this morning and see what's up with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Morning, Mike. What's going on?
Well, you better have an umbrella today.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to get on out of there pretty soon for you. So.
Yeah, about noontime.
Is it moving that slow?
Yeah, that's what it showed on my phone a while ago.
Well, that bites.
Yeah. Yeah, my people's done text me and said, we think this will wash. Whatever you want to do.
Oh, wash out.
Yeah. Well, the problem of it is it's stormed since about, I don't know, 1:30 it woke me up and wind's been blowing. You know everything's going to be tore up this morning. So.
Right.
Not going to hurt my feelings.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, between storms, how's fishing been?
Oh, fishermen. I mean, it's just that trout deal is there's no reason to it. And Brandon Ballet said he researched it. And he said it's some type of occurrence that happens every so many years. I said, yeah, but how many other years you talking about? Because you ain't never seen this neither. He said, well, you're right there. He said, but something about a migration or something. Have you ever heard that?
No, I mean, you know, I've heard of, you know, banner years on, you know, cycles of fish that, you know, come in from the Gulf.
Right.
But, I mean, no, not to the extent he's talking about.
No, and I just think it's just been exceptional spawns and... The only thing I'm thinking just has to be that we've had some really good spawns. It's kind of like on these redfish. I mean, these fish are already getting, you know, we've been complaining about all these 17 half-inch fish. Well, I've caught some now that's 17 7/8. You know, you pinch your tail and they might swipe it, but, you know, by the time you put them on that ice, they ain't going to swipe it by the time you get to that marina.
Well, they're getting close. Hey.
Yeah, another month, they'll all be 18-inch.
Yeah, they'll all be keepers, sure.
Yep.
You know, those smaller redfish, they grow pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, till up to about 20 inches, they grow quick.
Yeah, they do.
So, you know, because when we was 16 inches, you know, this time of year, you'd be catching them 14, 15-inch fish, and then by fall time, they get in that river and, you know, they're not just stacked up like they are this time of year. So, our bait population's in really good shape, and I'm done seeing mullets with rafts of mullets, and bogeys ain't very big yet. I've seen some. I guess it was Saturday. I went towards Empire, and they was maybe an inch and a half. I ain't talking to the bait guy. He said the same thing. He said it. They're tiny. Them poggy boats are done trying to work, but I don't know what size they're catching. So. But no, Jerry never caught a gaff top. His daughter, his granddaughter did.
That's a new record. Caught,
yeah, it is. But they just hadn't showed up. I'm telling you. You said they're thick in your area, and I talked to Mike Phelps. He's about a quarter over the weekend at his place. He said they're pretty thick down there.
Yeah, we're always a little earlier than y'all, but actually yeah. These gaff top this year were a little bit later than normal, you know?
Right. Well, you've got that river up.
Yeah, and they're so. Coming on in, and that's where they're heading straight to. Straight, you know, straight to those rivers, man, getting ready for that spawn.
Yep. So.
And that's what's coming up, you know, this next full moon coming. We're going to probably our biggest spawn of the year we usually get. You know,
right.
June spawn, the full moon.
You know, that's funny, too, because you're talking about this full moon coming up. We didn't catch, I don't know, I think we had 18 trout. Because they went up there Friday and just smoked them. But I talked to owners of the marina. I saw them going out of Red Pass, going snapper fishing. I said, what did West Delta like? Man, it was just beautiful. Emerald green. That's awesome. Then I talked to boys went up there and fished. And they whacked them trout. And I told Jerry, and Jerry loves fishing Marsh Reef. I said, we'll go up there. Well, guess what? Got up there and it's dirt.
Oh, man.
But we managed. Yeah, we had the hustle, but we managed to catch enough. Now, I'll tell you something. He's showing up. Hardhead showing up.
Yeah.
We caught several hardheads on plastic. But we got back to marina, and it was a madhouse. Being Memorial Day weekend. I said, I'll just clean these fish when I get to camp. I clean every one of them fish, and never one of them had an egg in it. Not a single trout had an egg in it.
Already dumped?
I don't know.
Just immature eggs?
No, I didn't see that. And these fish are fat. I mean, but I told myself yesterday I was going to check at the marina. I'm going there and check see if them fish full of eggs that they were catching. But a lot of people are running to the island, too. And when they got the weather to do it, I'm talking about they're going to the island and be back at the marina at 9 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, they're leaving in the dark and going, and they're back to marina 9:30. So, trout fishing's really good at the islands. So.
Yeah.
But it's good everywhere. I talked to Wilson, and he said in the Fazalucha is just loaded. What's left of Fazalucha, there ain't much left in there.
Yeah, a few more storms, that thing will be totally gone.
Yeah. Well, it's just going to back up. I mean, even another cabin was talking about it yesterday, matter of fact. I mean, I went somewhere that hadn't been in a while, and there's new islands and all that. And so it's a plus. It's a shame that everything's doing that. But we need them islands.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I was thinking back Blind Bay down at the end of Southeast, Redfish Bay and all back in the day when all them islands was out there.
Yeah.
Ain't what they get you a limited trout, a limited redfish, be done.
Right.
So.
Blind Bay.
Yep. There ain't nothing left there.
Mm.
It's Fazalucha run down that north, it'd be the north side of it for quite a ways. And there's so many blowouts now that, there's nothing to Blind Bay anymore. And that used to be one of the hottest places it was down here. But it's what it is now.
That wagon wheel area still holding big herds of reds, giant schools? Like back
probably
in the day?
Probably, yes. Oh, no, they won't be none of that back-in-the-day stuff. They say yellow cotton's doing more of that. You got to remember, all that's getting pushed, too, because I'm trying to think of that bay that was on that western end of the wagon wheel. crazy. Anyhow, that bay on that western end of the wagon wheel, it's in the Gulf now. So the Gulf's up against the wagon wheel on that western end. So, but all of them big schools of fish that's generally in the wagon wheel kind of moved in yellow cotton. Because, I mean, Gulf's pushed up against the western end of yellow cottons.
Right.
So, now Highline Pond, you know, it was world famous too. Been a lot of tournaments won at Highline.
Yeah.
It's still holding on. So, I hadn't been in there. Problem with Highline Pond's all them cypress stumps in there. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Boy, you talk about doing good, some bumping. Blaine and I were, we fished that one time, and man, I think we were in a tournament. We come out of Bayou Signet up there, and then we were fishing that, and man, don't run on plane across that place. Put your troll motor down and ease around and start bumping stumps, you know, cypress knees and stuff. That's crazy. Boy, them redfish get in there, though, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. I used to love going there. Years ago, and especially on the outgoing tide, get on the edge of that grass in there, where there was one of them little drains coming out, and just power pole down and just sit there.
Catch them till your arms hurt.
Yeah. They swim by. All you do is just pitch flip about to 10 them. Foot. Yeah, just flip to them.
Just flip it.
Well, that was crazy.
Pick out
watch
the one
that.
You want when it swims by.
Yep. Because it generally started with a stingray first. And here come the sheephead, naturally, and then the redfish, they start coming. And then them little blacktip sharks, they'd all be up in that mess. So.
Like a big aquarium.
Yep. Absolutely. So, but, no, there's some massive schools of redfish outside right now, and problem that I see with it is somebody will find them, and then they'll tell four or five of their buddies about them, and they just go back every day till they just get them off. You know, and shrimping's good too this year. I bought 10 12s a day. They're $4, but my god, that was big and nice.
That's good uns.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Well,
I mean,
just,
even just everybody I'm talking to, you know, their sizes are 16, 20. That's this time of year. Because I know the bait boat, if you get some fresh dead bait at the marina, I mean, they're just, they're tiny. They're very little. They're perfect.
Those are probably brownies, and those big ones are whites.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is right there. So, anyhow, how much rain did y'all get yesterday?
Man. Well, yesterday, I don't know. It started at like 1 in the morning and went till about 6 o'clock up my way. Now, a lot of it stayed along the coast for a long time.
Right.
And then I just had that moderate rain for quite a while, but I don't know, I guess total out of all those lines coming through, probably 4 to 5 inches.
Wow.
We went from powder dry to now our ditches have water in them, so.
Right.
It's wet again, buddy, and that grass just won't stop growing.
Oh, don't need to tell me about that. But I don't have an offshore report, but I didn't even pay no attention to them. I know they're not. I hadn't seen a boat come in early, so they're making long runs now. So.
Well, it's fixing it. We'll get into that, get these winds to lay down, get our whole summer pattern going, and here we go.
Yeah, that's all right,
Mike. Good luck with the rain over there. Hope it clears out for you.
Probably going to watch Cowboy Channel all day.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that. We'll throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you, Mike.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ's Hunting and Fishing.
All right, buddy. Mike, have a good one. Good luck to you.
All right, buddy. Later.
Later, man. All right. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles and their regulators, diffusers. For more info, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their great deals they have on wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. Everything's wild-caught and fresh. And crawfish season, we're still in it. And Boyd's is crawfish central, nothing like it. If you're looking for them by the sack or you want them already pre-cooked, check out their Cajun Grill next door or their Santa Fe location. Check them out at boydsonestop.com or call them at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 5:18 here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with James Plogg this morning. I'm sure he's already idling the boat around, getting ready to get after it. James, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. That's about it.
Fixing to get out of here.
Fixing to get out of here.
Man, it's nice this morning for a change.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Man, little east wind.
Yep.
It wasn't. I come across the bay. It was slick. And get over here to the marina, got a little wind, but it ain't nothing. 10, maybe, at the most.
Yeah, when I first got up, came in, it was light out of the north about 5 at my house, and then it kind of went northeast. Well, it's still northeast up here at 8.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, down your way, it's east. East, south.
Yeah, it looks due east right here. But no, we ain't. It's been all right. It's fighting the weather, man. We shot a angler U deal Sunday.
Yeah, how'd that go? Yeah. I remember you had to do that with Larry and them.
It was terrible. Blowing about.
That was nasty.
It was nasty, dude. But I got a place I wanted to check, and there's fish on it. I caught them in there already.
Right.
And it's a good place out of the south wind at 28 knots or whatever it was. But, man, Mickey, we caught like 50 fish. Babies. I think we had 4 you could have kept. You were killing anything.
Yeah.
Just babies, little ones. And then, man, everything else was pretty much blowed out. And, man, I think we hooked one about 4 pounds somewhere. Cameron went with us to shoot that deal, and he had one on the top water about 4 pounds that come off. And really, that was it. We left about 11 o'clock. Right. I just wanted to check that deal right there. And then my days are all messed up in my Monday. And then Tuesday, we ran in behind that storm. We left at 10 o'clock. And Tuesday was probably one of the prettiest days we've had. And I couldn't tell you when. Sunny, nice, you know, the little east wind kind of faded. It was beautiful. And fishing was good. I just had one guy. We golfed one day and fished one day. So we fished on I guess that was Tuesday. And we caught probably 20, man. I kind of lost count. We caught somewhere between 17 and 20. And it was good fishing. We didn't work that hard at it. Just fished, everything on tails. They had some bites on top water, but all the water was kind of dirty, you know, from all them storms. It was fishable.
Oh, it had to be from all the blows, man.
Yeah, wasn't nothing just clear. But ain't nothing you couldn't fish in, but it wasn't clear. And then, of course, you know what happened yesterday. But they caught some fish yesterday morning before the, you know, because I didn't fish yesterday. We were supposed to play golf at 10 o'clock. But, yeah, if you landed on them yesterday morning, you caught them. It was pretty good. But it was nice, man. It was drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah, I wonder how it went for that first responders tournament. That was a little windy yesterday morning. That was it.
It probably went good till about 9:15, and it probably wasn't so good. Hey, you know that saying, it was good till it wasn't.
That's true.
And then that's it. That's my only 2 days. But I think fishing, it was just, man, I was running across over there Monday morning. It was kind of in the dark. Dude, it was rough.
Got a little western.
I said, man, there's a little 3-footer we just went by. I was damn near curling them in the front of the whaler, man. Like, dude, this
were
is
you
nasty.
In your big
whaler,
the 25?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't win that 21. And I said, you know, but where we're going, it's going to be nice. And it wasn't nothing wrong with it. They just, wrong size fish, just babies.
Yeah.
Little ones. I mean, there wasn't any, man, we was catching 12 to 14 inches. We wasn't catching 14 to 14 and a half. They were finally about 8 o'clock. I said, look, man, I've let the sun come up. I've let everything happen, but the tide started going out and we got to move on. No good.
Boy. Yeah.
But fishing Tuesday was good. We got out and started catching them. We probably missed the bite. You know, you always miss that little early morning bite, and they bit right there about noontime.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before we went in, I found them out way out. I said, man, this is where them fish used to get out here in the afternoon, out there up your neck. This is where I used to get out here, and I ain't caught nothing out there. I walked out there, and it hit the water. I went about 18 inches, swam off with us. Man, I got them right here. And we did, but we caught 4 or 5. Then Joe said, man, I got to go. We left at like 4 o'clock. So it's been pretty good. Today should be good. It's nice. The tide's ripping in, man. I come across the bay and it's like smoking.
Yeah, it's pouring. It's pouring in.
When is the high tide, Mickey? I didn't
look
at
it. At the Galveston Channel, it'll be high at 8:54 a.m. It's a 1.8 coming off at -0.6 last night.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue.
So that's over. That's 2.5 foot swing of water, buddy.
Yeah, that's going to be.
And that's all you got today. You'll have a standing high all day after that.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'll tell you when they'll bite. I bet they bite.
On the tail end of it?
Yeah, right on the tail end of it. You know, Mickey, it says the tides, let's just pick a number, wherever I might be fishing might be 2 or 3 hours difference from the channel. But even if it says high tide, I promise you that current's running another hour and a half.
Right.
Past what it says the high tide. The other day, Sunday, it was supposed to be high at like whatever it was, 6 something. And at 9:30, I was moving. I said, look at that, man. It's supposed to be high right here. Like 6 o'clock or 6:30, whatever it is, and it's like 9:30, and that current is still ripping in. And even in all that wind Monday, when the current quit running, the whole bay got green. The whole thing, even in all that stupid wind, the bay got green. But there's so much silt and stuff nowadays, dude. It just nothing runs clean. I mean, it runs and gets dirty, and then it greens up when the tide quits running so hard.
I tell you, this bay is really just done an about face, just a unbelievable change in just the last 10 years.
Yeah, it just don't get green, Mickey. There's
well,
so
you had
much.
That 10-year, actually it lasted longer than that big dredging project, that first original deepening and widening of the channel, and now they're starting over again. And
you know, something we don't think about, there's some places, you know, I fish, this Galveston Channel, they've been off and on dredging this thing for 5 or 6 years. I remember going marlin fishing one morning. We left here at like 2:30 in the morning, and I was running a boat, and I went through the channel. I don't know why I went through the channel. I may have been at the yacht base. I might have been at the yacht base. That might have been the deal. Man, you can't even run nowhere. It dredged pipes and lights, and I know that was 6 or 7, 8 years ago, and they're still fiddling with it. There's still dredge pipe everywhere. It don't hurt the fishing, but man, you could do so much better if the water would get green. You catch them on so many different kind of lures.
Sure.
You know, when that water's sandy, you're only going to get them on what you get them on.
Speaking of lures, I was going to ask you, what's your colors, your go-to colors right now on soft plastics?
You know, Mickey, I'm either throwing that a raspy sheep up, a little spook, and then my go-to to see if I got any fish is that little shrimp-colored sea shad.
A Laguna shrimp?
No, it's that glow on with them. They call it a shrimp. It's just a shrimp color. It's just a little, you know, the regular bass ass and paddle tail. It's glow with like some red flecks. And it's my go-to. If I need to see if I got any fish, I'll put that on. Because my guys always end up throwing something different.
Man, used to. You couldn't take a slamming chicken off your line.
Well, I probably should do it. You know, I'm in a rut right now. Matter of fact, I went to get one out of my dude, I went to get one out of my box Monday or whatever day it was, because what the water looked like. Hell, I didn't have one in there. So now I got to put some in there. And then, you know, I've been using some dark colored bass assassins, you know, a red shad or a plum if I want a rat tail bait. Because you get in them pencils, dude. And now, a couple of places I'm fishing that I know there's good ones. There's just so many little ones, you got to weed through them.
Yeah.
But if you take a bigger bait, like, you know, a rat tail bait like that, you may not get as many bites, but then you start catching better fish. You'll start catching, you know, 18, 19 inch fish.
Oh, red shad. So how many trout have died on a red shad bass assassin?
Dude, how much money have you won in tournaments throwing a red and black bass assassin?
Lord have mercy.
Huh? I know you won 2 or 3 on it.
Yeah.
I didn't win many, but I was always around the top there. And red shad bass assassin, it was a go-to, baby.
I'm telling you, brother.
We're the one that changes. The lures don't change. We change.
I think so. I mean, seriously.
But I tell you about that little, and I care less about Yozuri because I got to go buy them. But I watched that Dale Craig, that show he put on there Friday with that Yozuri. And I just felt it was something, and I try to think what we used to use a long time. Honestly, you know what would have been good? I'm telling you what would have been good, and I take them out of my box right now because I just carry one little box. And I can't have that much stuff on there. But I guarantee you, if I'd had a white and gold mirror, or chartreuse and gold, you know, regular 51, it would have got them. And I started to go back to the boat to get one.
I mean, look just how the way long that thing, a regular old mirror lure has been around, and it still hammers fish and good
fish. Nobody even carries me more, Mickey. I got to be careful. I mean, if I start getting them on mirror lures, even my guys that fish a lot, hey, man, you got any more mirror lures? Yeah, I got some.
I'll never forget Cliff's eyes when we went down there with him last year in the summer. We had to go get in a land cut, wind blow all your hair out, and current was ripping through there, and we're throwing up on those grass beds and potholes off that ledge. And it's all you can do is hold the boat right with drift socks and a trolling motor. But I threw a, I think a 18 or a 19, 7M. I twisted about three times and the water parted like Moses parting the sea, buddy. And we went, hey, Cliff goes, I knew those mirror lures would work. And I had a SHP for him on a topwater, you know, a 7M. And
Ooh, that's a good
he
one.
He had that, and I gave John the 18, and I was throwing a, what is it, the 21? It's the black back with the gold sides and yellow belly. I put that one on his brain.
Oh, yeah, Mickey, oh, that's old school. Man, that's refuge stuff right
Yeah, refuge stuff, and, boy, we were ripping holes in them with that. And he said, man, these things work. I said, yeah, they've been working for about 60 years now, and we always go to something else.
I always go to something. You know, Lee's been doing that. He was at the pass. You know, Lee that plays golf with us, fishing with me. And I told him, I said, y'all go check that back flat down there. And he went down there. I think he went with Kenny, or Kenny went with him in his boat, or whatever they did. Kenny didn't have his 7 in there because, you know, we carry him all the time in the spring. Hey, Lee would get a bite on the top water, instantly miss him, burn it back, put a 7, throw right back to him. Boom. He caught like 8 fish like that. And Kenny didn't have he didn't have his 7 with him, and it got ugly.
I mean, how much closer to a finger mullet can you get than that bait right there?
You can't, dude.
You can't.
And it's a really, really good bait. I just now took mine out. I probably should put it back in there. I mess myself up. I start watching that water temperature, and I think, I don't need to put that in my box anymore, but I taught myself out of a lot of fish like that because the water gets hot.
Well, you can only carry so much stuff with you when you're waiting, unless you want to have a flotilla tackle store dragging behind you. But, I mean,
all that over-the-shoulder bag, and I can't do that. Dude.
I can't either.
I got one little box. How about Blaine? Blaine have 3 or 4 boxes in his waders.
He looked like the Michelin man when he jump out of the boat with his waders on and his slicker.
I said, Blaine, how can you even reel in? Oh, man, it's good. I got everything I need in here. Okay. Maurice is the same way. He'll have 2 or 3 of them big old boxes in there.
Well, I'll tell you what, when Blaine and I'd wade together all the time, I didn't have to worry about leaving anything in the boat. If I needed some, I just weighed down him and said, hey, you got one of these? Oh, yeah. Let me get this other box out of here. He had them, man.
Yeah. Hey, that day we was in your tournament, when you brought the tournament back, actually, Blaine and I won it. And your first tournament.
And that torrential downpour, it rained the whole day.
Dude, it was terrible. And, man, I had them on a 51, on a chartreuse and gold up there out in front of the ridge, drifting way out there deep. Blaine, where's Maryland? Man, I got a whole bag of them. Where are they at? He tore that. He said, they must be at home. I said, at home? What the hell's that going to do us at home? We got to laugh. Typical Blaine. We pull in there. You know, I would have idled in there, and Blaine's planning. I said, hey, man, we're going to park right here. About that time, boom, we run aground. I said, well, okay, we're here.
We're here.
We just throw the anchor out. Only with Friar Mood would you do this. And I get out of the boat, and I said, man, we ain't going to catch nothing for about an hour. I took I was using a redfin. I took a redfin, fired it out there, and dug it down like wasting my time. Boom, I got a 5-pounder on. Blaine's still in the boat. I said, here, man, net this fish. If I'd have been by myself, I wouldn't have caught a fish for 2 hours.
Oh, man. Those are the days. Golly.
Those were the days, buddy.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come down to G-Town and fish with you, give them some info, James.
All right, man, 497-71-7306. Enjoy talking to you yesterday. That was fun, man.
Hey, you got it, man.
They did it.
All right, dog.
All right, dude.
See
you. We'll holler at you.
Later. Bye. All right. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that is currently underway. It'll run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today and take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships, and that's for inshore and offshore divisions, 120 tagged redfish, they're swimming around in Texas waters right now, waiting to be caught. And you have other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. And you can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's jump the bridge at the causeway there and go over to G-Town and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Good morning, Sharky. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Man, just backing up the boat and backing her right back up to the dock. Just got loaded down with some shrimp and some croaker, and we're going to take advantage of this non-monsoon day, see if we can go catch some fish.
Yep, croak's on the boat this morning, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm not messing around today, buddy.
Boy, you are. You're ammoed up.
I'm ammoed up, man. I've got a lot of bait on this boat, brother. We started catching. Yeah. We started last trip we went and went to Seawolf to load up on some big shark bait and stuff like that. And we started catching a couple little croaker mixed in. Buddy, we stopped and fished the outside of the old South Jetty there. And let's just say those couple of croaker I had did not last very long out there.
Bet they didn't.
And big trout, couple slot redfish, bull red. So this morning I am I'm locked and loaded, ready to go get them, buddy.
Man.
Locked and loaded, ready to go.
Well, I've been seeing some good videos out of you guys down there bowing up on monsters.
Man, we've been catching a few, brother. We're getting ready for this. Man, I think I can't speak for the rest of the first week of June, but at least June 1st is looking real promising. Hope you get that fuel hose.
Yeah, I'm praying for you guys to have some calm seas.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mickey. We'll
the opener, man. I'd love to see some big snaps. Get some big snapper picks.
Oh, we're gonna do that for sure. For sure, we're gonna do that. Shoot, I even thought about calling my group and saying let's leave out on Saturday night. To be honest with you, I got that Sunday, June 1st, 12-hour booked, and man, I might get crazy with it. I really might. It looks like it's going to be 2-footers or less, and all day Saturday evening, and then that morning, that Sunday morning, and I tell you what, I really want to do. I really want to go out there, catch some tuna. I want to wake up I want to stay awake, catch my tuna, and then I want to roll over. Get that early morning tuna bite as well. Roll over, catch us about a 200-pound swordfish real quick. And then I want to come in and catch our snapper. I mean, I'm really mad at the fish. I really do want to go get them, especially after last week's escapade where we had the boat loaded up for swordfish and bottom dropping and all that. And we turned that jetty, buddy, and it was free. It was time to turn around.
Man.
Yeah, so I got a little something against these fish, these offshore fish, going into snapper season. It's a healthy anger.
They ought to be nice and relaxed and comfortable out there with nobody been harassing them all year.
All year.
Man, you ought to think so, for sure. Huh. You ought to think. I mean, it looks, it's looking pretty good, buddy. At least that first day looks good, and then that wind, from what I can see, starts to kick up. But, oh, well, we'll take it day by day out here and see if we can go and hammer down on them, buddy.
You didn't know anybody got caught in all that wind Memorial Day, did you?
No, I had a guy come over here and do a wedding tour with me yesterday, and he was working on a house, I guess, out in West Bay, and he had a video from his dock of about a 30-foot boat in what looked like a hurricane right off his deck. Mm. And that was crazy. And then yesterday afternoon I was down here doing something or another, and then one of the neighbors called me and said, "Hey Sharky, you mind coming and pulling this sailboat off our dock?" So
goodness.
I ended up hopping in the boat and driving this sailboat out, you know, to the open water, which, God bless him, you know, I said, "Hey, so where are you going?" He's like, "I'm taking this sucker all the way to Florida." And I looked at him, and I looked at the boat, and I said, "I'm not sure that's a great idea, buddy."
No.
And he was pretty convinced that he was going to go to Florida. I said, "All right, well, you know, it's still pretty windy, so I would highly, highly recommend, you know, just throwing your anchor and kind of waiting this thing out, you know." And he looks at me and he says, "Well, I don't have an anchor."
What?
And, yeah, I don't have an anchor. And, I was like, how long you been on this boat? He's like, well, I claimed it, you know, 3 days ago or something or another.
Claimed.
And I said, oh, okay. So I ended up giving this guy an anchor because, you know, I felt bad for him, to be honest with you, that I knew that if I just dropped him in the middle of the, you know, bay, he's going to run up on a reef. So I ended up pulling an anchor off my boat and giving him an anchor. He told me he was going to tie a bunch of 2-liter bottles. He was going to fill up a bunch of 2-liter bottles on the boat with water and tie them to the end of a rope and throw it in the water, and that was going to be his anchor. And I said, buddy, that works, you let me know.
No, that's not going to work. I swear.
I know, buddy.
There's some people that have no business being behind the wheel of a boat.
Yeah, God bless him, man. I don't know how that's going to go for him, but if I had to guess, I would assume. I'm not sure if he's going to make it all the way to Florida, Mickey. Be honest with you.
No, that's a that's a pretty good trek there across the Gulf. I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, and then I said,
unless I had some good meat under me.
No joke, man. And I said, hey, what kind of propulsion you got on this boat? And he's like, well, it doesn't have an engine. And I was like, oh, okay. So no engine, no anchor, but he's going to Florida, baby.
No life jackets, no throw cushion.
Yeah. You can
name it.
Kiss all that out the window.
My gosh.
Yeah. Well, I've got Mr. Wendy Marshall's daughter coming out this morning.
Really?
That'll be cool. Yep. And we're going to go catch him up for old time's sake.
I'll be done.
So, that'll be awesome.
Sure.
Yep. I know. What
Gone,
a great guy, man.
Forgotten. Oh, Wendy.
What That's right. We're going to, I got a lot to live up to this morning, so I'm going to have to put her on something big. So, we got we're loaded down, locked and loaded, ready to go get them.
Ready for bear, man.
That's right.
Your dock didn't get any damage from all that wind. I know up my way, I had like a west and northwest wind, those straight line winds. And I mean, we're talking some giant gusts, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if you had a chance, but if you get a chance, look at that video I posted yesterday of me in our dock shop trying to pull our apparel out in the middle of that monsoon, buddy, because it is nuts. There is, you know, we didn't take damage physically to the dock. We have I got a little bit of fiberglass damage on my big boat.
I bet you do, man.
Yeah, but you'll freak out, man, watching that video. There's water shooting up.
That
you know,
was the
five,
one Monday.
Foot. That was the one yesterday.
Oh, the one yesterday. Monday was
yesterday.
The one that. Man, that one Monday, that's that wall of wind that hit up my way.
Yeah.
And I heard of some boats sinking and getting washed up on docks and everything else.
And on the dike, I heard there was like 4 boats that got washed up on the dike.
Yeah. I saw day before yesterday another boat washed up on the rocks there on Skyline Drive.
Oh, gosh.
No telling where it came from.
Yeah, my guys my left goodness. The jetties on Monday, and they said there was about 15 boats out there with them, and they were hooting and hollering and on the radio like, hey, y'all need to skedaddle up out of here. It's fixing to get nasty, boys. And, I mean, from what they told me, everybody was like, nah, we're going to ride this thing out. And we ended up getting a call from one of the captains that was out there, and he's like, that was a very poor decision I made to ride that out.
Yeah, that's That was a bad blow. All right,
yeah.
Sharky. Well, hey, I know you got to get going and tell Wendy's daughter hello, and I hope y'all have a great day on the water.
We will, brother.
Throw
them
out some info if somebody wants to reach you guys.
Come on with it, man. Hop on Google. Check us out, Outcast Charters Galveston. We're easy to find, and then you could hop on our website as well. We've got a virtual lodge tour on there where you can check out our facility, come in, lodge with us. Stay the night. We'll go make some memories. And, man, hope everybody is having a blessed week so far. Mickey, we'll talk to you on Saturday.
All right, buddy.
And I'll be probably amping up, getting ready to roll and go catch a megalodon. So,
snap out, baby. All right.
Snap out, baby.
We'll see
you. Brother.
Thanks,
Sharky. Later, man.
Later. All right, that's Michael Marquez down in G-Town. Let's run up to Rayburn and check in with our good friend Randy Dearman, see what he's up to this morning. Randy, you drying out up there, buddy?
Boy, we've had some rain there.
Man, y'all have. I've been watching. Y'all were getting storms when nobody else was. They were just building up and just covering that lake, man.
Yeah. We fished yesterday and, you know, had a good day. We caught a bunch of crappie.
Awesome.
Got in off the lake, and I said, you know, they said that thing's going to get here about 12 o'clock. I said, well, we better. We got a nice box of fish, so we come on in. And about 1 o'clock, boy, it started again. I tell you, you know, it was pretty western there for a while. But I tell you, the night before last, that's when the big son of a gun hit. God dang
it. Oh, that was nasty, wasn't it?
Well, my trailer was rocking. I could hear it sounded like hail. I don't know if it was hail or just big drops or not. I said, shit, I'm just going to pull the cover over my head and ride. Hope everybody stays together here. I don't think it's going to, I don't know. I mean, fish is pretty good, Mickey. So, you know, you just got to kind of keep your eye on the weather. If you think it's going to get rough, get in, get out of it. It ain't worth it.
Man.
You know, but, and some people, I mean, I don't know why they think, oh, weather, man, it ain't gonna be that bad. You better. The water can be very, very, very dangerous. Very, very fast.
What I saw Memorial Day, that midday storm that came through from the northwest, boy, that was nasty. That had some. That was some unbelievable wind. And it, this day and age, you know, it's real easy to look. Look at the sky. It looks a little dark back up in the north. You might want to pull that phone out and look at radar and make a move.
Right. Yeah. I watch the sky all the time.
I'm telling
and
you.
And I look at my phone, you know. I mean, I worry about wind as much as anything.
Well, that's what gets you. We can all get wet and survive that. But, man, those big blows, those straight-line winds ahead of those lines like that, they'll kill you. They'll sink you.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
This old lake can get rough, too.
It can. Some of the roughest freshwater boat rides I ever had was across that big lake up there your own. That's a monster.
Yes, sir.
It'll hurt you.
Well, hopefully it's most of it's gone.
Yeah, we're looking a lot better, so we're gonna warm up and things are coming around, man. So hey, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you, do some crappie fishing, bass fishing, whatever, Randy. I know you can put them on them. I enjoy fishing with you. It's always fun. How do they get a hold of you?
936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
All right. Go fill that box, brother. See you. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.